The sermon for this morning focuses on the Old Testament reading and the Gospel reading. To start, I read the last verse of the reading from John chapter 2, 1 through 11. Verse 11, "This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Moses wanted to see God. He wanted to see his face, his glory. If we remember, when God appeared in the giving of the first covenant in Exodus chapter 19, after the people came out of slavery, out of Egypt, and they were gathered around Mount Sinai, God showed his presence with fire and thunder and lightning on Mount Sinai, and the people were afraid. They were afraid of God's power. So I always am thinking, Moses, you've seen all God's power and his miracles up to this time in Exodus chapter 33, and I wonder why he's wanting to see his glory again. But he wants to see God's face, just his utter power and glory. God says, no. I will cause my goodness, his goodness, to pass before him. Not his glory, but his goodness. And God also says to Moses in chapter 33 of Exodus, I will proclaim my name, the Lord, the true God, Yahweh, the Lord. I will proclaim my name. I will have you see my goodness. I will proclaim my name. And then he says, I will show grace and be gracious to those on whom I will be gracious and show mercy on those he will show mercy. This is what Moses will see about God, the Lord. His goodness, his name, his grace, his mercy. Those things we people are given to see about God. But his full glory? No. In fact, God said, you cannot see my face and live. Now Jesus at Cana, at that wedding, revealed himself. He even says he revealed his glory. But notice here how Jesus did it. He did it in the same way, with the same thinking and manner in which God said to Moses, you can see my goodness, you can know my name, you can know my grace and mercy. That you will see, Moses. Now he revealed his glory. Jesus revealed his glory, but how did he do that? The servants knew that Jesus turned water into wine. They knew that. It's in the text. But the boss did not know where this stuff came from. You see that? What the master of the festival said was, this is the best yet. But he didn't know it was a miracle. Jesus did not need to show everyone this miraculous changing, but what was important is that the best wine was the gift for the bride and the groom when they were running out of wine. Not everybody knew it was a miracle, but there was something good that happened. Jesus showed his grace to the couple. He showed his mercy to the couple, not to be embarrassed and run out of wine for their for their friends and their family. But he gave them the best, also note, not for themselves, but to share out. He enabled the couple and the hosting family to share with others the best. And that's the first miracle Jesus did to reveal his glory. One that was a gift to people. One that helped people celebrate God's gift of marriage. One that they shared with others as well. And he revealed his glory. When we look for God in our lives and pray for his activity and his gifts, sometimes, frequently, we'll be looking for some, like, what, some miraculous thing that will happen. And sometimes they happen, but too often that's like what we want all the time. Well, if you want to see a miracle, yeah, he can strike lightning, he can do something. Maybe we really don't want to see God's full glory. In fact, we can't see it and live. What God gives us in Christ and in his gifts to us is the gifts that enable us to live as his people and to serve. Like the wine helped them serve their guests. He gives us gifts to help others. A calm way, a quiet way, sometimes a tough way, but a way that is real and shows love. It just doesn't say, I love you, but it does the love. And God gives us strength and faith to do that. And thus, so I said before the readings from Romans 12, think about these. These are the gifts God gives to us and how we love one another. Jesus didn't give the wine just for them to keep for themselves, but he gave the wine to be served out to others. And in that, he revealed his glory, his goodness, his name, his grace, his mercy. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks that you show mercy and grace to us. You give us what we really need each day in our whole lives. Sometimes our own ideas, what we ask you is something good, and sometimes we ask things that aren't really good for us. But we depend on you to provide. Help us to come to you knowing that in various and many ways you show us your goodness, you show us your name, you show us your grace and mercy. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.